very much for that warm welcome and good morning. And thank you, Eric, for a very kind and generous introduction. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with you over the past year as you've served as president of this organization. And we're looking forward, as your transition takes place, to working with your next president, Jan Lyons. I offer her my congratulations and best wishes as she assumes her new role. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate working with Terry Stokes and Chandler Keys and all the staff at the NCBA. They are great partners as we've particularly worked with the difficulties of the last 6 weeks or so. 2003 was a landmark year for American agriculture and for USDA. We worked to implement the 2002 Farm Bill quickly and efficiently. The Congress passed legislation to support the President's Healthy Forests Initiative, which the President signed at USDA headquarters. We appreciate your support of that bill, which will bring greater stewardship to our forest lands by reducing fuel loads and decreasing the risks of catastrophic wildfires. The administration has also worked hard to expand markets for agriculture with new trade agreements. And the administration continues its actions to defeat terrorists and promote freedom and democracy. Last November, I traveled to Iraq and Afghanistan, where we witnessed the rebuilding of two newly liberated countries. Farmers talked about how grateful they are for our presence there, and also about the basic needs of farmers anywhere, including education, access to markets, information, and technology. We also met with the brave men and women of the coalition forces who are helping bring new hope and freedom and democracy to those countries. We were so impressed with their sense of purpose and their dedication, and they deserve our support from all of us. Closer to home, 2003 was a milestone year for the farm economy. Net cash farm income across all agriculture sectors last year is forecast to be a record $65 billion, up 33% from 2002 and 15% above the 10-year average. The success of livestock producers contributed greatly. We saw record cattle prices in 2003. And our food and agriculture exports also posted significant gains in 2003. The economy as a whole also continues to strengthen, and the President, in his State of the Union address just last week, discussed his agenda to benefit the economy and create jobs. Among the things he discussed were the importance of extending the tax cuts, his tax plan, and making permanent the repeal of the death tax once and for all. The President also said he wants to make health care more affordable for Americans with options that suit the needs of individuals. He is proposing tax-exempt health savings accounts that would help cover the cost of health care, tax credits to help lower-income individuals buy coverage, and association health plans which would let industry groups pool their members and provide health care coverage. Like many of you, I had planned to end 2003 by celebrating a relaxing holiday with my family. On December 23rd, my family and I went to the White House, and I had with me my 10-year-old nephew, and we were reading a story taping it for the White House website to be aired that evening, a Christmas story. We then went on to the White House mess for lunch, and I then got a call from my chief of staff who informed me that we had a problem, that we may have BSE. At that point, our holiday plans took a back seat to the issue at hand. Now, more than 5 weeks later, the worst case scenarios fortunately have not played out, and the confidence of the U.S. consumer in the safety of American beef remains strong. We believe this is due in part to the quick and aggressive steps the administration has taken to protect public health. And I know this has been a top priority for MCBA and all of your officers, your staff, and your members. MCBA is to be commended for making experts in your organization available to the media to help explain BSE to the American public and the strong steps that the U.S. has taken since the discovery. As you know, USDA has had an aggressive BSE surveillance, detection, and response plan in place since 1990. That plan has continually evolved along with our knowledge of BSE. As part of that plan, we immediately began a trace back of the index cow and a trace forward of all the products. On December 30th, just 1 week after the BSE find, I announced further enhancements to our already strong safeguards that protect public health and animal health and to maintain consumer confidence. These included an immediate ban on downer cattle from the food system and further restrictions on specified risk materials from entering the food supply. We announced a test and hold policy for meat from cattle that were tested for BSE until a negative test result is returned. We also announced that we are expediting the implementation of a verifiable system of national animal identification. Our goal is a nationwide system that is uniform, consistent, and efficient. We appreciate the support and encouragement that we've received from NCBA and others regarding these policy changes. The prior work that has been done on standards for national animal identification are a good start as we begin implementation. We are taking current identification systems into account, and we're considering what will be appropriate architecture to meet the needs of various users in all parts of the country and across the food chain. We also want to ensure that we have a system that keeps pace with technology advancements. On Monday of this week, the Food and Drug Administration announced further safeguards to its animal feed regulations, which will enhance public health and further protect against the potential spread of BSE. As we look to refine our BSE response, I also announced on December 30th that an international review team of scientific experts would examine our investigation and recommend possible additional actions. This team was in the U.S. last week, and they are now in the process of drafting their report to us. Although we are still in the early days of implementing many of our policy enhancements, President Bush is committed to ensuring that we have the resources that we need to carry out our BSE response, prevention, and surveillance plans. That is why I am pleased to announce today that the President's budget for fiscal year 2005, which will be formally announced on Monday, will propose increased funding for BSE-related activities. The President's budget request for BSE-related activities will total $60 million, a $47 million increase over the current year. The funding will include funds for a national animal identification system, increased monitoring and surveillance for BSE in animals, and to ensure that specified risk materials do not enter the food supply, advanced research and development of testing technologies, and rapid response teams to deal with BSE-related complaints in cattle markets, in the cattle market regarding contracts or lack of prompt payment. In addition, we are considering a proposal to transfer emergency funds from the Commodity Credit Corporation to help finance these activities in the current fiscal year, including for animal identification. Last fall, we transferred $10.5 million from CCC to USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to double our BSE testing in cattle for fiscal year 2004, from 20,000 tests to 40,000 tests. A crucial part of our BSE response is research and diagnostics. As you know, we have world-class scientists in Ames, Iowa, who conduct this work at the National Centers for Animal Health, in addition to a broader agenda that includes TSEs and other animal diseases. It was our National Veterinary Services Laboratory, which is part of the Ames complex, that diagnosed the case of BSE in the single cow from the state of Washington. I recently traveled to Ames, where I also announced that the President's budget proposal for fiscal year 2005 will include funding for modernizing those facilities. In fact, this funding was planned well before December 23rd. That request of $178 million would represent the final installment in the $460 million needed to complete the renovation, which is the largest single infrastructure project ever undertaken by USDA. Those funds, if approved by Congress, will make Ames the most modern and best-equipped animal disease research and diagnostics facility in the world. Since the BSE fine in the United States, restoring our export markets has been a top priority. Most of our key buyers, including Japan and Mexico and Korea and others, immediately closed their markets to U.S. beef after December 23rd. Export markets accounted for about 10% of our total domestic beef production. So the loss of these markets had an immediate impact on the cattle market, resulting in an initial drop of between 15 and 20% in cattle prices and on cash and futures markets. However, prices have strengthened in recent weeks, and markets are now down to only about 7 to 8% from the levels prior to the BSE finding, with current cattle prices above year-ago levels. We appreciate that Poland became the first nation to resume imports, while both Canada and the Philippines have continued to allow at least a portion of their markets to remain open to our beef. Within days of the finding, we dispatched a delegation to Japan and South Korea to explain our investigation and rigorous BSE standards. I had follow-up discussions with my counterpart in Japan, and a second delegation from USDA and the Food and Drug Administration, led by J.B. Penn, our Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Service, just returned from Japan, the Philippines, Hong Kong, and South Korea. These meetings were encouraging, and they are a key step in our efforts to resume trade. We expect to engage in more discussions with Japan in the coming days. Earlier this month, both Ambassador Zelik and I met with the Japanese Trade Minister and discussed this issue. Ambassador Zelik has been fully engaged in this issue, and we are working closely together in discussions with our trading partners. He will travel to Japan in early February, where beef exports will be high on his agenda. We've also had a team visit China to explain our response actions. I have continued to have frequent conversations with my counterparts both in Canada and Mexico. And earlier this month, I hosted a meeting that included both